Let's see. Next up, we've got Cave Dwellers with 2CU.
I drove my bike on by your house every day. I never had the nerve to stop. I thought about you when the evening came and plotted a return to your block. I wanted to see you. I wanted to see you. Too shy to meet your parents.
I'd like to point out that Cave Dwellers is a Glennie project.
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. And let's see. This is great. Like, I really like the story. I like that it's got a happy ending. I like what's being miscommunicated. This is the story about a stalker. How the guys, basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to see you. He, you know, and he shimmied up a drain pipe, and the police got called, and he really just wanted to make a romantic gesture, but that was misunderstood as stalking or something bad, and yeah, that's not going to work. I also love the singing. I love the use of the falsetto on the word you on wanted to see you. You know, and I this is a rhyme that I really like, which is, well, all is forgiven, but I'll never forget, because the state of California isn't likely to let me, which, I don't know, it's just, I always like it when it's obvious that, you know, the word ending rhyme was done intentionally, but, like, it's not quite the end of the idea, and, yeah. You know, how they make that work and still sound cool, it's always, like, there's just something your ear likes about that trick. When, you know, it's juggled in there, like, well, like that. So that's a cool. And, yeah, that falsetto on me is great. And I could also, like, you know, hear some sort of musical trickery in various places. Like, I think there's a harmonic movement from the major four chord to the minor four chord on the mixed up kid line, which is at the very end, which I think is a classy move. So, yeah, I really quite like the song. There's a lot of good stuff to hear in here.
Overall, I feel mostly the same way. I don't mind riffs, I don't mind riff verses all that much, but I'd prefer for them to be more kind of inarguably earwormy riffs. If you're gonna play that riff over and over and over, you know, like Don't Fear the Reaper or Day Tripper or Seven Nation Army, you know, just saying those words, you get, you know, it's this immediate sort of super catchy, stuck in your head kind of a riff. But the riff in this song, it plays relentlessly throughout the entire song except the choruses and the bridge, and never seemed all that catchy to me. It just didn't grab me, even over, after several listens. Fortunately, though, we have the good lyrics and, of course, Truth's vocal performance. You know, Truth is just so reliably excellent. So it's very, very good. And, you know, the melodies are good, too. The vocal melodies, the lead vocal melody is really nice. The chord progression in the chorus is also really good. And the bridge, I thought, sounds fantastic. But all in all, I think this song could be like a full minute shorter. And if I'd gotten my hands on this song, I would have added keyboards or something. I think there's maybe a range in my ears that was not being tickled that I would have liked to have been tickled. So, yeah, this song was fine. It was just somehow a little less than satisfying. So it's, you know, this is another one that's not going to be in my top 10. There's a lot of room for, you know, songs to not be in the top 10, though. Again, we've got, 33, 34 songs.